New MMORPG First Life gaining popularity, 6th of January 2006. This is Reverend Zemulator for On News. Boosterism Techno Utopia. It's the newest social networking fad, a place of unparalleled delights and frightening possibilities. It's First Life, a new massively multiplayer offline reality playing game produced by Jehovah Labs 6,000 years ago and only accelerating in popularity. While First Life is referred to as a game, does not have points, scores, fixed levels, or an end strategy. The environment is known to players as the real world. As of December 2006, over 6 billion users are in the world at any one time. It is famous for its ultra-realistic play, an amazing high-resolution 3D graphics, frame rate, and physics engine. In First Life, you are assigned a body type. You cannot trade it up or easily change its basic characteristics, although you can outfit it in various ways. One player says, quote, "It's weird. You can hardly buy cool replacement penises anywhere, but sex in First Life is amazing. It's really hard to level up to, though, and cost me a fortune." Unquote. Journalists wonder at the long-term robustness of First Life, comparing it to the tech bubble of several years ago, and saying those who fell for the hype were part of the problem. Games journalist Deathboy Nozomi says, quote, "It's a result of someone extrapolating what something could have been worth, rather than what has actually happened. It's a classic example of bubble journalism, where we print what we believe, rather than what we've checked." Unquote. Sounds like On News. Many now suggest that First Life could be a passing fad, with the world being all but abandoned after a few decades. But nearly half of all Americans who belong to the First Life community claimed that it's almost as important as the virtual world. Some worry about the apparent addictive nature of First Life. The huge growth in reality gaming in the last century means a sharp increase in the numbers of people who take their passion for the hobby too far. Quote, "I know of people who are spending their week's holiday from EverQuest playing First Life. An addiction to a game like this is far more costly in time than any substance. Keep track of time, make sure your EVE Online characters don't go stale." Unquote. This from, fucking, I don't know, whoever. In a game, you can buy accessories for your character with an exchange mechanism called money. People have started working in First Life to earn money. Part of the addiction problem is jobs, in which the players have to perform long-winded, mindless tasks up to 40 hours a week or even more to bring up their levels and gain more access to more adventure. Stories of gamers spending 10 to 15 hours a day in First Life are becoming more frequent, and the impact that it's having on families is quite distressing for some. The avatar of one mother's player sobbed, quote, "He said that if he could spend 24 hours a day in the world, he would. His kingdom of loathing characters died of neglect. An adventurer isn't him anymore." Unquote. The Archbishop of Alphaville condemned First Life's moral integrity. Quote, "Whoever designed First Life has watched too much EastEnders and read too much Tom Clancy. It's a psychosexual nightmare given virtual form, where giant penises are nowhere to be seen, and disturbed people fail to wear even slightly less disgusting forms when they have repulsive intercourse." Unquote. Repulsive intercourse. This has been Reverend Zemulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.